On today's show, VW's diesel cheating may have started years before we suspected. One of our viewers spies an autonomous Chevrolet Bolt, and the most important point that everyone seems to miss regarding that Tesla fatality involving autopilot. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for those of you who truly care what's going on in the automotive industry. Well, Volkswagen is back in the news over its diesel cheating scandal, and this thing is far from over. Now it's being sued by New York, Maryland, and Massachusetts, which claim that VW developed six generations of defeat devices starting in 1999. And the Attorney General of New York accuses current CEO Matthias Mueller of being aware of this cheating as early as 2004. According to these lawsuits, it was Audi that came up with a way to reduce the clatter of a diesel by injecting more fuel into the engine at idle. But that drove up NOx emissions, so they came up with software to detect when the engine was being tested for emissions. Bloomberg reports that VW says it is regrettable that the states are suing the company after they supported its settlement with the EPA, NHTSA, and CARB. And Automotive News reports the company is setting aside an additional $2.4 billion in charges related to the scandal. So here's our big question. Has VW killed the diesel in the American market? According to data from Ward's Auto, diesel sales are down 20% through the first half of the year, not including medium-duty trucks. And Jaguar, Land Rover, and Mazda are all worried because they're committed to selling diesels in the U.S. BMW is delaying sales of diesels because they're undergoing far more scrutiny from the EPA before they're approved. But when you take out VW, Audi, and Porsche, diesel sales are down 2% from where they were last year. In fact, they're actually a little bit better because they're still very popular with pickup truck buyers. Looks like Tesla doesn't want to be known as just a car company anymore. Earlier this week, it quietly dropped the word Motors from its domain name. The website is now www.tesla.com instead of teslamotors.com. The change makes sense since the company is getting involved in more than just EVs. Tesla also builds storage batteries for homes and businesses, and it's looking to merge with SolarCity, a company that makes solar panels. CEO Elon Musk has hinted the company is working on, quote, a master plan, so it wouldn't be surprising if this name change is a hint at to where it's going. Still to come, there's yet another scandal hitting the automotive industry, only this time it involves the heavy truck makers.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks in North America took a big tumble last month, and news for the truck segment isn't getting any better in Europe, but for a completely different reason. Bloomberg reports that Daimler, DAF, Volvo, and CNH were fined more than $3 billion by the EU over fixing prices for the past 14 years. Volkswagen's MAN avoided a penalty, and its Scania brand is contesting the results. Regulators accused the companies of conspiring to set truck prices, as well as coordinating the timing and pricing of costs related to emissions. They say this affected 9 out of 10 trucks sold in Europe. Looks like GM is starting to rack up the autonomous miles. Autoline viewer Seth Wilson shared these pictures with us on Twitter of an autonomous car roaming around San Francisco. While Seth had never seen anything like this before, a number of people chimed in that it's the new Chevy Bolt. You may remember back in March that GM purchased self-driving startup Cruise Automation, and in May, the company started testing self-driving Bolts. And when you go on Cruise Automation's website, the homepage image is exactly the same car in the photos Mr. Wilson shared with us. Also interesting is the name Cheetah on the back bumper. A quick online search reveals that Cheetah Technologies is a company that develops broadband network solutions. And if you see anything out there you think is interesting, let us know. You can always connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Autoline. Coming up next, John talks about Tesla's autopilot fatality, the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, and Chuck Yeager.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Tesla made it into the history books last month, and for all the wrong reasons. It earned the dubious distinction of being the first automaker to record a fatality in a semi-autonomous car. One of its owners were killed when the car's autopilot system did not detect that a semi-truck was blocking the road. That set off a media frenzy on the dangers of autonomous technology. But here's what the media missed. That same day, 100 other people were killed in traffic accidents in the United States. That's the national average. 100 people killed every day. And 6,000 are hurt badly enough that they need to go to the hospital. But Tesla's own data shows that the accident rate with its cars in autopilot mode is actually half the rate of other cars. And fully autonomous cars could eliminate 80 to 90% of all accidents. You know, back in 1986, when the Challenger space shuttle exploded, killing all the astronauts on board, there was a similar amount of national hand-wringing about safety. A panel of experts that NASA brought together quickly concluded that cold temperatures on launch morning caused a gasket to fail, and that led to the disaster. Yet NASA shut down the entire shuttle program for nearly 3 years to do more studies. I remember a television reporter at the time asking Chuck Yeager, the famous fighter ace and test pilot, what he thought NASA should do. Yeager said, "I think they should wait for a warm morning and shoot off the next one." 3 years later, that's basically what NASA ended up doing. And that's the attitude we need in developing autonomous cars. Shoot off the next one, because the benefits that autonomy offer are too big to ignore. Anyway, that's how I see it, and I welcome your feedback in the comments section. And with that, we wrap up today's show.